Now we welcome in the newest member of the New York Football Giants. That's Alabama safety Landon Collins. Landon, congratulations. Welcome to the New York Giants. How you doing?
Man, I appreciate it. I'm doing good. How about y'all?
We're doing fantastic, Landon. What has the last half an hour or so been like for you?
Man, it's been crazy. I've been outside because the place I'm at is kind of loud. So I have to step out by the grass to talk and stuff. So it's been crazy. Everybody's been giving me hugs. I hugged my cousin about 30. About, I ain't going to say 30 minutes. About 10 minutes, we just hugging each other. Man, it's just crazy because the road we've been through, the adversity we've been through, and, man, it's a wonderful feeling to hear your name being called.
Landon, we can hear the excitement in your voice. I know last night you probably didn't sleep so well. A lot of people thought you were a first-round pick. The Giants have clearly shown a lot of faith in you by moving up with this trade to grab you right now off the bat so that you didn't have to wait any longer. I wonder how much that means to you that this organization has put a lot of faith in going out to make sure they snared you right away tonight.
It feels great. I mean, I told them when we had our first conversation, I'm going to be a accountable player. That's what I've been coached to be, and that's what I trained to be, and putting myself in to be the best player on my team, to help my team to do anything and to achieve any goal that we are trying to achieve as a whole. So when they did that, I mean, it just gave them that confidence that they have a great player with a right shoulder, a head on his shoulders, and they're ready to come in and play.
Now, Landon, I'm sure you've heard what some of the skeptics have said about your game. I'm not going to repeat them here. How do you answer that, and what do you say to them as to how productive you're going to be day one stepping into the NFL for the New York Giants?
I'm going to be very productive. I'm a full all-around safety, and when I touch the field, I will showcase every attribute that I have.
Landon, I need to ask you about your college career because we've been touting the fact that Alabama is probably one of those places that could make you as pro-ready for the NFL as any place in the NCAA. Could you talk about your experiences there under Coach Saban and why you believe that has made you, as they say, just add water, this guy's ready to go in the NFL?
Man, just the toughness that Coach put on you and the responsibility as a man and to hold your own for the team and be a leader on that team is just a lot that you have to intake as a kid. When you step in at 18, he's not training you to be a freshman. He's training you to be a junior, and become a man. He's training you as a person and as a player. And once you get both of those down, I mean, sky's the limit. And those games, those plays, the practices, all that mindset and mental toughness, I mean, it showcased and made me the man that I am today.
Well, Landon, I can tell you Giant fans are very excited to see you out on the field. If you could describe your game for Giant fans, what type of player will be arriving here in East Rutherford, New Jersey next week for rookie minicamp?
It's going to be a dominant player. I mean, all around the field player, just like I was in college, always be around the ball. I'm going to fly to the ball and make plays. Fumbles, if I'm in the box, interceptions, and I'm in the third and the half field, if I'm covering a man, he's not going to catch the ball, stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be incredible.
I love the confidence, Landon, because every defensive back in the NFL has to have confidence or it's going to be a long day for him. You know, we talk about you as a strong safety, a free safety, even play a little bit of corner while you were there. The responsibilities, the varied responsibilities that you had in college, I wonder how much you believe that will benefit you as you come to the NFL and try to earn a spot on this starting lineup here with the Giants.
With all that, I mean, when playing for Alabama, I learned every position on the field. So that gives me the advantage of going into a facility and picking up the scheme as easy as possible and as quick as possible. Because, I mean, the faster you pick the scheme up, the faster you get the coach's trust, the faster you get on the field. And that's my job, and that's what I'm going to be accountable to and be focused on throughout this whole process and throughout my whole career.
Well, Landon, you talked about all the roles you've been asked to play, how Nick Saban gets you ready for a lot of responsibility at a very young age. How much do you value the importance of being that leader, that communicator in the secondary, getting everybody in position and making sure the defense is set up the way it's supposed to be set up?
Very important. That's a pet peeve of mine. Everybody has to be in the right position because if everybody's on the same page and doing the right thing, we are unstoppable. We're going to cause a fumble, we're going to cause an interception, or we're going to cause a tackle for a loss. all that is accountable. Now, that is a pet peeve of mine. You cannot be in the wrong place. If you're in the wrong place, big plays happen. That's the pet peeve of Alabama. We do not let big plays happen on us. And that's what is going to continue when I get to New York again.
Landon, I'm going to give you a little secret here. Tom Coughlin's going to love you because you like to be in the right place at all times. And that is a very, very big thing with Coach Coughlin. Final question. NFL safeties, I'm sure you've seen them all. Who do you model yourself after? Who do you like to play like who's already in the NFL?
If I had to play like somebody, I would compare myself to Earl and Cam Chancellor. Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. Those two safeties have been doing the best job out there in today's game. And as Cam, he's a hard hitter. He's coming down his fourth. And with Earl coming downhill, playing a deep third, quickness, and playing every ball that's in his area. I mean, he's just the sideline to sideline, and I could do just the same.
Well, Landon, that's music to Giants fans' ears. We appreciate the time. Congratulations again. Welcome to New York, and we'll see you up here in New Jersey in just a couple of days. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.